The success of call centres in India.
Welcome to our information evening on call centres. I'm very pleased to introduce Mr. Sanjay Ray to you. Mr. Ray has come all the way from New Delhi to speak with us this evening about an incredibly successful business field in India.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sanjay Ray. I am here today to talk about the growth of the Indian call centre industry. Our advances in information technology and the reduction in costs of voice and data transmission have led to a booming business in India. This translates into 70% of the revenue of the Indian Business Processes Outsourcing or BPO industry. I plan to inform you about our call centre management practices and problems, employee profiles, training periods and workload. What type of technology we use, work practices, chances for promotion, types of industries served, and international and domestic call centres. First of all, and in order to be successful in this business, managers have to balance quality and customer service, and at the same time keep costs under control. Although advanced technology provides us with efficient methods to deal with customers, customers also get frustrated when confronted with a large number of menu options and are unable to speak to a real person. Moreover, many employees find the job to be routine and sometimes boring, which leads to dissatisfaction, absenteeism, and high staff turnover. Turnover at the moment ranges from 30 to 50% a year, meaning that their managers often have to train new people just when their staff have become good at their jobs. Secondly, I would like to mention our employees. Although call centre jobs are considered to be low-skilled positions, they have actually require a great deal of knowledge. The employees on the front line have to deal with ongoing product and service changes, offers, pricing and packaging, as well as legal regulations, work methods and technical processes. This is why upgrading their knowledge is vital. In addition, we have found that hiring people with at least a secondary school degree is necessary, although the average call centre employee has a bachelor's degree. Women make up 51% of the workforce, an excellent opportunity for them to use their language and technical skills. Most of these jobs are full-time, as part-time workers are not very common in India. The third point concerns training and workload. The initial training period takes 6 weeks, although employees need more than 3 months to be really good at their jobs in the international call centres. These operators then handle at least 100 calls a day in the international call centres, but fewer in the domestic ones. Next, I would like to mention one of the concerns of people working in this business. This is the fact that the chance of promotion is not very high, although most call centres are part of larger corporations. However, only 1% move up to better jobs in the companies they work for. Therefore, these positions cannot be regarded as meaningful entry-level jobs, another reason for the high staff turnover. Moving on to the companies making use of this service, we can see that the primary industry served by these centres is the banking industry. 41% of international centres and 60% of domestic centres serve banks as their primary customers. The second largest sector is the telecommunications sector. The jobs done by our staff range from loan processing to billing and even to sales. Some have to deal with both services and sales. The few business-to-business centres mostly deal with technical services. My last point refers to the differences between the centres serving international customers and those working for the Indian market. Many call centres are subcontractors and provide sales or service to the mass consumer market. There is a large difference, however, in the domestic and international market. International centres average 741 employees per worksite, and domestic centres average 104. The size is important because it determines the use of technology and the distribution of work. Large centres can adopt more standardised technology so that workers are paid higher wages. But the danger is that they are more impersonal and harder to manage. The smaller centres, on the other hand, cannot work as cost efficiently, so they pay less. But they allow for closer relationships between the employees and managers. To sum up, most of the workers are college-educated, work full-time, and there are an even number of men and women. The international centres are more selective in their hiring practices and use fewer part-time employees and more men. These practices may reflect the higher wages paid at the international centres as well as the investments for language training needed for the international market. thank you for your attention. I hope you agree with me that the future of call centres in India is a very positive one, with an important impact on the local economy.